Yo, what is up, guys? So today I have a super exciting episode. We are going to talk about one of the reasons why people tend to pick up bad habits without even realizing it. And I promise to you, my promise to you is that by the end of this episode, you are now going to become more aware so that you make sure you're actually creating good habits and not bad habits over a long period of time. So the concept that I need to introduce to you today is called normalization of deviance. Now, don't worry. When I heard normalization of deviance, I just stood there frozen thinking like, wait, what was that? Can you say that again? Like, it's still processing what the heck that even meant in the first place. So I'm going to break it down super, super simple. So first off, normalization. That's basically when something becomes the new normal. The perfect example is I can recall when I got my first car when I first moved up to Seattle. You know, at first driving the car, I was switched over to manual. So I was like paying attention to the stick shift. I was, you know, the new smell, how it was driving, the clutch. I was paying attention to all the details. I was soaking it in. All these things were so new to me. It was super exciting. But then weeks go by, months go by, and after time, the quote unquote new things just became normal. I was just always driving my car. It wasn't the new car anymore. It didn't have that same excitement or that same feeling that it once did when it was normal, because over time, it became normalized, right? And that is that normalization. When something just becomes normal and now it's like, all right, it's not that same new exciting feeling because it's kind of like the mundane day-to-day thing. And I'm not saying that my car is boring or anything, but it's definitely not like in the beginning. And that was the process of normalization. Normalization happens with literally everything we come into contact at a reoccurring basis. You know, whether it's something that's exciting to you, like a new job, or whether it's something that, you know, might be maybe not as exciting, but over time, normalization is a natural process. Now, the second word, normalization of deviance, is deviance. Deviance is when things start to deviate or not go the same way or as usual, or something tends to go in a different pattern. The perfect analogy for this is when I first moved up north. Again, let's keep it to cars, right? When I first moved up north in Seattle, I was driving south to go to work. Before, I used to live south, so I would drive north to go to work. But what this made me do was I just kind of took a path to work that I figured, you know, I had done it once and I thought that was the path to get to work all the time. And I was doing it day after day after day after day. So at first I'm like, oh, what street was that? Okay, I need to turn on that street. I need to turn on that street. And I was a little lost. But over time, it was like I was able to turn on this autopilot inside my head and I just got to work. I didn't even think about it, right? It was kind of normalized, right? Now, it wasn't until this one day, my roommate and I were carpooling and he was actually driving. And for the most part, he was driving the same route. Then all of a sudden, I noticed instead of being on the right lane on the freeway, he's all the way in the left lane about to take another exit. And I'm like, yo, dude, we're heading to work, right? Like, where are you going, man? And he ended up getting to work. And I was super mad because apparently this route was 2 minutes faster. And for months, I was taking the 2 minutes slower route. And I was like, geez, man, why did I not Google Maps? Why didn't anyone tell me about this? And I was a little mad, but whatever. So what ended up happening was from that day on, when I started to drive to work, I started to take on the new path. And very similar to the situation where I got the new car or when I was first trying to get to work with the new route, I was again like, oh, what was that street he turned on? Okay, it was this street. You know, you turn the volume down on the stereo so that you can see better. You know, you're trying to figure out how to get there. Maybe pull up Google Maps. But then again, that was a different path. So that was a different path that I started to take to work, which is 2 minutes faster. And over time, I started to normalize. So that is a perfect example of normalization of deviance. I had an original path and I started to take a different path or deviance. And over time, this just became the new normal. So now if I go down the old path, that's going to be something that I would have to normalize again. I was kind of like, oh man, like what were those streets again? But what this is getting to is in my specific case of the car, this was a good normalization of deviance. Why? Because I was able to improve 2 minutes on my car rides, right? Now, it's not like this great, huge improvement, but it's still an improvement. This is where it gets tricky. Sometimes it's a bad improvement and we don't become aware of those things and we let those things become a habit and we let those things normalize. That is huge. Let me tell you when I first learned about that. I learned about that because fortunately at my work, we actually get free snacks. And one of those free snacks, they're like the Kind bars. It's like caramel, sea salt, super, super delicious. They're like 150 calories each. But you know what? Sometimes your boy's gone to town on those and I'm not happy to admit it. But here's the thing. Before I used to tell myself, hey, you know, I was in dieting. I was trying to lose weight. I'm not going to eat these snacks from the kitchen. So that was the habit I was creating. But then one stressful day, you know, maybe I didn't pack my lunch right or whatever that was. I made that simple excuse of, you know what? I'm going to allow myself to walk by the kitchen and pick up an apple. So I just picked up an apple for that one day. And then again, it happened. And I was like, I'm going to let myself go pick up an apple. And then over time, it was weird because I started to realize it started to become a routine. This deviance from my regular routine of not eating anything at work now started to be, hey, now first thing I do when I get into the office is I pick up an apple. But I started to normalize that, so I didn't think that was a problem. Now, it wasn't a problem. I mean, it really isn't a problem. I just had problems controlling myself. But then I started to just, instead of doing an apple, I did an apple and one of the Kind bars, right? And that's perfectly fine, like for that one time. Then it happened again, and then it happened again. And before I knew it, that was part of my routine again. That was the new normalization that I had done. But I never called it out. I never became aware of it, so I didn't try to stop it. Now, this built up over time to where, honestly, I was probably eating like 2 to 3 Kind bars throughout the day. Now, I'm not saying that's like horrible, but it wasn't helping me get to my goal. I was building a habit that was moving me farther away from my goal. It was misaligned with my goal because I was allowing the normalization of deviance towards bad behavior. So that was when I had the huge epiphany that if I am not aware of the things that I am normalizing, of the deviances, of the differences that I am normalizing on my day to day, whether good or bad, then the bad things could tend to become habits over time. And then before you know, it's like 3 years down, you're like, oh man, like now I'm eating fast food every time I go to lunch, or you have this super bad habit because you weren't aware of those small deviances, because it's very hard to be aware of those small changes that lead to bad patterns and that lead to bad habits. Now, this can be applied to literally anything. Like I just applied it to my driving route. I applied it to my health and fitness and what I was eating. It could be applied to whatever it is, whatever routine it is that you have in your life. So what you want to do is you want to become aware of these deviances, and then you got to decide whether you're going to allow those deviances to continue because they're going to help you, or if you have to cut those deviances off. And it could be as simple as when you get home, instead of leaving your phone in the front, you take it to your room and then you just end up binge watching YouTube all day and you kind of don't have a productive evening. Maybe you didn't do that in the beginning, but you start to do that over time, and then you get the dopamine spike from all the YouTube, and it's all this fun and games, but then you realize how much time you wasted because of that small behavior that changed. So what you try to do is you try to identify the behavior the first time you do it. You're like, hey, I didn't have a productive day. The behavior that caused this was me taking my phone into my room and binging on YouTube. So you set around those habits, you set around those rules, you set around those boundaries to make sure that those behaviors don't deviate. Or if they do deviate, at least you're aware of that so you don't let them become habits. So guys, this was a super powerful lesson that I learned, which is a normalization of deviance. If you're able to start to become aware of these things, you're going to be able to create rules and boundaries in your life to make sure that you don't normalize bad deviances and you do normalize good deviances that are aligned with your goals. So I hope you got value. I hope that now you know what are the things that might be causing some self-sabotage without you even realizing, or how bad habits build up without even noticing over a long period of time. So if you found value, please leave a review, like, subscribe, whatever else you could do on podcast. And I'm super grateful that you listened to this episode, and I hope to see you on the next one. Peace.